Hi, and welcome back to Real Estate Keeping It Simple. Again, I'm your host, Ray Dove, with RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, Inc. here in Bellevue, Washington. So I've got the latest real estate sales activity from the Northwest MLS that I'd go over that. And again, we're still dealing with very, very, very low inventory. But even with that said, we're still, people are standing up and buying homes. We're seeing multiple offers on several homes. Even though interest rates are pushing 7%, 30-year fixed, not all homes are doing multiple offers, but I would say the majority of them are getting multiple offers, and we're still seeing plenty that are just sitting on the market. So let's start with King County, Washington here. We had, when I talk about this again, it's homes and condominiums. If you'd like, I'll just break it down to houses for this month, just residential homes. Or better yet, I'll just do both. But there's a big difference between the two. Residential and condos, new that went on the market, 2,492 properties. At the end of the month, there were still 2,136 properties for sale. Now that's up about 3% from a year ago. Our pending sales are 2,061, which is up about 4% from a year ago. Closed transactions are 1,450. And that's about even what we had last year. The median house price is $820,000, and that's up almost 13% from a year ago. But we have less than 1.5 months worth of inventory in King County, Washington. In Snohomish County, Washington, went on the market 931 properties. At the end of the month, there's only 573 properties on the market. That's down 13% from a year ago. Pending sales were 864. And that was down 11% from a year ago. Closed transactions were 648, and that's down about 1% from a year ago. The median house price is $715,000, and that's up 7.5% from a year ago. And down in Pierce County, which is Tacoma, Bonnie Lake, that general area down there, which is south of Bellevue, new on the market is 1,003, and that is up almost 7% from a year ago. At the end of the month, they only had 1,013 properties still on the market. Pending, they had 993, and that's down 12% from a year ago. Closed transactions were 674, and that's down 9% from a year ago. Median house price is $536,975, and that is up almost 4% from a year ago. And they have about 1.5 months worth of inventory down there in Pierce County. Again, we're not seeing a whole lot of inventory. We're going into what we would traditionally call our spring market. But I don't know. I mean, certainly there's people out there looking to buy. They have the ability to buy, or maybe they're finding creative programs with the lenders. And yes, there are several multiple offer situations, but there's also homes that have been on the market for 2, 3, 4 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. We're starting to see those sales come through. Don't know what the final sales prices are on some of those properties, but those homes that have been on the market 30, 60, 90 days is certainly an opportunity for you as a home buyer to ask the seller, one, would they be willing to pay the buyer brokerage fee if they're not offering one? And if they are, great. And if they are, then maybe you can ask them to help you with your lender closing cost to help you close on a loan and or help you buy down an interest rate. There's all kinds of options still available to you if you're a home buyer in this market. But with that said, we have limited choices right now. I'm working with a couple that are looking to buy a home in a specific area, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. And I have reached out to people in the community. I've sent out emails, I've called people, just aren't seeing any properties come on the market. I referenced a little bit about residential only, so I'll give you King and Snohomish County, the difference between what I just gave you. But in King County, we had new that went on the market, just single family homes, 1,845. And that's down 5% from last year. In Snohomish County, they had 760. 455 now on the market, and that's down 22% from last year. And the median house prices in King County, it's up 14%. Snohomish County, it's up 9%. So a couple things, as I've listened to people talk and seeing these different chat boards, everyone has been waiting since last year for prices to go down because they figured interest rates go up, less people in the marketplace, home prices will go down. And that's just not the case. Home prices are staying the same, in this case, 5 to 10% more this year than they were last year. And again, that's far better than the 20, 30% we're seeing per year for 2 or 3 years during the pandemic era. So if you're sitting on the sidelines, you might want to get started, get pre-approved. I've talked about that before. So that you're in a great position to, when you present an offer on a home, to be the buyer that the seller opts to choose to sell their home to. If you're a home seller, again, I couldn't emphasize this enough, get your home ready for the marketplace. Get the landscaping spruced up. It's that time of the year to start fertilizing and mowing and edging. Get your plants spruced up, get your interior spruced up, make the home shine, and take care of those things that need to be done around the home. The furnace serviced, septic tank pumped and inspected. If you need a fresh coat of paint, I'd recommend that. Make sure that all your structural items are in good working order, and you will then get top dollar for your property. So I would strongly encourage you to do that if you're in the process of putting your home up for sale. What does it look like going forward? You know, I just gave you the statistics for the month of February. And so far going forward in the month of March 2024 is really quiet. We're not seeing a lot of inventory. We're seeing some inventory come on the market. I don't know what the trend's going to be going forward. Time will tell. Interest rates are still sitting right around 7%, 6.8%, and I think that we're going to see that level for several months. From what I've been listening to from all the talking heads that are economists and so forth, they would like to see the Fed lower the federal rate, but it's highly suspect that that's likely not going to happen until towards the end of the summer. And we may, if we may, see an adjustment downward one or two times this year, where they initially thought we would see 4 to 5 times. But inflation just isn't under control enough to where the Fed's going to start lowering the discount rate, which is the rate that they charge their best qualified clients. The federal discount rate, and from there the mortgage companies, you know, add their profit margin, and then they retail the loans to us, the buying public, at the rates that they want that are competitive in the marketplace for 30-year fix. Keep in mind, you still have options. If you're a veteran, you can buy with VA loans. You can also go to an FHA, federally insured loan, and there's first-time home loan packages sponsored by the federal government as well as your probably local state government. And those are something that you should ask a lender about, because there are other options, and you can get into homes for as little as 3.5% down. If you're a vet, your VA benefits will allow you to get into a home with zero down. Feel free to give me a call. I'll refer you to a lender or two I know, and they can give you more insights on all your financing options. Again, this is Ray Dove with RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, Inc., and this is Real Estate, Keeping It Simple. Hope you have a great week, and looking forward to getting that hour back here this next week or so, and start enjoying some spring-like weather. Again, thanks for listening.